Just me. Like, that's how you know it's the intro.
Woo!
she liked the way that I woo. Would you let me rock? Yeah. We're back.
Yes, sir.
We're in the building.
Hell yeah.
Angry Algorithms Podcast back. Prime Minister, President, Justin, Wild Bill, we're in the building.
Yeah.
For anybody that didn't know, the intro tonight was Rory Gallagher, the Irish legend.
He related to Frank Gallagher?
They might be distant cousins, yeah.
All right. I'll follow Frank.
They asked back in the day, rumor has it, at Woodstock, they asked Jimi Hendrix what it was like to be the greatest guitar player in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't know, ask Rory Gallagher.
Mm.
Big facts there, baby.
He was paying homage.
Yeah, he's good, man. He died. Alcohol.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
The booze got him?
Yeah, and ironically, he wrote a song called Too Much Alcohol.
Leave the booze
yep.
alone.
Billy Boozeweiser? No more. Not this guy. Fucking Crudweiser. Crud stank.
Getting hammered.
Schmammered. What the fuck's going on, man?
Shit, man. You know. I'm ready.
Oh, I wanted to shout out my cousin Hammerhead. It's his birthday.
Hammerhead?
Hammerhead.
Why you call him Hammerhead?
It's my
he be nailing shit?
My aquatic cousin.
He be Hammerhead, you be nailing shit to the cross out there?
He's nailing something.
You a stick man, Hammerhead?
DJ.
A coxman?
Happy birthday, you fucking little weasel.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday, Hammerhead. You a fellow Pisces. Yep. Know what I mean? I fucks with you. I'm a Pisces, dog.
Oh, yeah. Yours coming up, too, right?
Last day, March 19th. You heard?
What, you got like 2 weeks left to your birthday?
I think three.
Is it St. Patty's Day or the day before?
2 days after.
Oh, after?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Remember we went out St. Patty's Day for your birthday in 1 year?
Yeah, it was me, you, and Cousin Cliff.
Correct.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, good times. We had fun. I went to the Flyers game the other night.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw you took a picture of a guy with a flyer suit on.
Floyd Christmas. It looked like the dude from looked like Dumb and Dumber's cousin, right?
Yeah.
Floyd. He got worms, too. A lot of people I knew out there. Shout out to Belmore boys. I was strong arming subscriptions out there the other night.
I've been saying me and you gotta go to a hockey game, because I never went to a hockey game before.
Yeah.
And you told me it's nuts.
It's not like it's,
I want to do white people shit with you. I want to go to a hockey game and I want to go to a baseball game. I've never been to either one.
I'll probably skip the baseball game, but I thought you're gonna be like, let's go hiking or something. Like people shit.
Mm-mm. I mean, baseball is not a lot of, you know, black fans out there watching that shit.
Mm.
You know?
Nah. You know what? Yeah, but I was definitely strong arming for subscription. Yeah, you got an iPhone? What's up? What kind of phone you got? Let me see that. And they're like, huh? Taking it back. I'm like, nah. I'm gonna link you up here. Subscribe to my fucking podcast.
Yeah, tell them give us that five stars.
Give me that five star. Give me them stars.
Move us up in the ranks.
Like Campbell's, like, but not when they made the bullshit chicken with stars. Like them ones with the holes in it. Not that we're not. That's not us.
I don't fuck with food in a can no more.
Nah, I don't either.
I've elevated.
So you're doing homemade chicken soup every time?
Yeah, my girl, she can be making some soup, man. She just made some seafood soup the other day. That shit was crazy.
She loves the broth.
Yeah, it was fire.
She loves the broth.
Shit, I think it's still some at home. When I get home after this shit, I'm gonna fuck that shit up.
Oof.
Yeah.
The fuck else is going on? Yeah, so I was pulling them. Like, yo, look. And then a couple people, because my sister works in the building over there, so a couple people, like, I seen the bar and stuff, like, that she works with or whatever, was like, oh, you're Brent's brother. Oh, that's cool. She was telling me about the podcast. And I was like, yeah, that's cool.
Which sister?
My sister, Britt. The one who's partnered with her.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Shout out to Britt.
Yeah. Oh, my God. No, not take that shout out back. She fucking listened to this bullshit. So
all
she
right,
is.
Right.
She. I mean, it ain't that serious, but she hit me yesterday. Was like, I'm going, travel plans or something. She was leaving, going to Houston, Atlanta, Vegas.
Oh, okay.
I was like, oh, all right.
She's not stripping, is she?
Nah.
All right.
I mean, not to my knowledge.
All right.
I'd hope not. She showed me the itinerary for the trip, World Barbecue Championship.
World Barbecue Championship. Was she testing ribs?
I guess.
All right.
I guess there's all kind of shit out there, but she's... I don't know, man. She showed me... There was like... It looked like the Oregon Trail, like in real life, like wagon coaches.
She going through...
Or a bunch of Oklahoma fans, like with the Sooner, with the state, you know what I mean? Like the over...
Yeah, she going to Tennessee. They known for barbecue, right? Tennessee.
I think they'll all be there. Kansas City. Tennessee. Carolina Vinegar.
Okay.
All the... Which, that's the point that I was fucked up. I was like... Why didn't you say anything to me? I love barbecue.
Yeah, that ain't really my twist, man. I don't really eat pork like that.
So who says they can't barbecue? Look, Taylor's already getting on you. By the way, Taylor's back in the building tonight. We're hyped.
Yeah,
but
Taylor's
you don't have
back.
To eat swine. It could be barbecue beef.
All right, yeah, I'll fuck with the beef.
You know
the
what I mean?
Brisket.
Beef ribs.
Ribs.
Beef ribs. I don't really fuck with ribs like that.
To be honest with you, before we went to school, I didn't even know there was a goddamn difference. Because it was like, I won't eat... swine, and I was like, well, yeah. What is that's ribs? And he's like, beef rib, and I was like, yeah. Oh, that's a thing.
Yeah. When's the last time you had ribs?
Me?
Me? I don't order ribs.
I don't order them often. Maybe I don't know.
If you get some good ass ribs, it's life changing.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah,
I've had some ones that have made
so
me
what's,
go.
What's better, beef or pork? Pork, right?
It depends.
From what I be hearing, pork ribs is better.
But I mean, more often pork ribs, yeah.
Correct.
But there's some really good beef ones.
Beef ones tend to be more...
They're bigger, right? Beef ribs
fatty,
would be bigger.
A little
oh,
bit
yeah, they're
fatter.
Way bigger.
They're
yeah.
bigger and they're fattier sometimes. Most of the ones I've had.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember eating ribs one time when I was younger, and I didn't really like them, and I just was never a fan after that. I never tried them. I had some short ribs. I think it was like 2 years ago. We had a barbecue at my house.
Did they come from short cattle or...
I don't know. I don't know why they call them short ribs. But
it's like by the rib. It's not. It doesn't have like a bone attached to it, though.
Nah, it was a bone on it.
Well, like you normally like have to like slow cook it because it's like super rough.
Oh, okay.
If you don't.
Yeah, it was tender. My dad cooked them. He brought them shits over. He got them from the Italian market in South Philly.
Oh, okay.
They got some shit over there, boy. Them fucking lamb from the Italian market. Oh, man.
I like a dry rub. A dry rub on my ribs. Like a dry rub somewhere else, too.
Hell yeah. Steak and BJ Day is coming up. March. I think it's March 14th.
Is it?
You ever heard of that?
March 14th, Steak
yeah,
and BJ.
Yeah, Steak and BJ Day. It's you supposed to get a steak. Your girl's supposed to cook you a steak and give you a BJ.
Because of the month after Valentine's?
Month after Valentine's Day, Steak and BJ Day.
And the next day is ham and potato for St. Patty's? Or 3 days?
I don't know. I never celebrated St. Patty's Day except for that one time with you. I was calling myself the Black Irish.
We usually do, my grandma always has us down for like corned beef.
Corned beef? Okay.
Corned beef and cabbage.
I don't think I ever had corned beef before.
And it's almost like ham-ish.
No, right? It's like corn brisket. If you like brisket, you'll like it.
Yeah.
It come in a can. Don't corned beef be coming in a can?
No.
No, I don't know. That's spam.
I think I seen corned beef in a can.
That's spam.
In the supermarket one time. I was like, I'll never get that.
That's fucking spam.
Now, corned beef look a little crazy.
Yeah, crazy good.
All right.
If it's done right.
It probably is. It got to be good. It'd be everywhere at every diner.
Yeah.
Corned beef. Let me get that corned beef.
Corn brief.
Yeah, or chip beef.
That's what I say. Come get this corn brief in my fucking shorts.
How are we talking about fucking meat paws?
Oh, because we're fucking...
Oh, Brit.
Brit going to fucking whatever.
Going on the barbecue getaway.
We're going to the rodeo, dude. I wonder if she stopped at Cowtown to go get a fucking cowboy hat and boots before she went down. Check out my belt buckle, dude.
Singing fucking Lil Nas X the whole way there.
Fuck out of here. Fuck else is going on this week?
Oh, man. Shit, man. Did you watch the fight this weekend?
No.
Do you watch fights?
Mm-hmm.
You do?
Yeah.
What kind of fights? Like UFC, boxing?
Yeah.
Anyone?
Family members, whatever. Don't matter.
few bum fights.
Yeah, bum fights.
Remember bum fights?
Yeah. Remember the old one where he's like, I'm from 5th and Washington. The old white guy knocked that dude out. The guy's all running shit. I'm from 5th and Washington. The old guy like, I don't give a fuck. Where are you from? Knocked him out.
Call the ambulance.
Yeah.
Bring them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, man. Deontay Wilder, yo. He fucked up, yo.
Yeah.
He fucked up. He came out on some real pro-black shit. I mean, he made it into a race thing. Like,
and it didn't go good.
Didn't go well, yo. Mm-mm. It didn't. Like, he came out with the fucking Black Panther Wakanda suit on.
Yeah.
And then he used that as an excuse to why he lost.
Yeah, no, you just say I lost.
Talking about, the suit was over 40 pounds.
It's too heavy.
It was too heavy. My legs was weak.
Between that and my ego, I couldn't handle it.
Yeah, that was your ego, motherfucker. Right. Just be a fucking man and say you lost.
Right.
He fucked me up.
Yeah.
I'm a Philly fan. I'm a Sixers fan.
Right.
You Philly all the way through.
Right.
Y'all used to losing.
Yeah.
But y'all like when a motherfucker, has accountability.
And be humble.
Yeah. Like, I lost.
I ain't have it tonight.
We gonna come back, though. Y'all like that shit.
Sounds better.
Everybody likes that shit.
Right.
Don't fucking have excuses.
Everybody loves a comeback.
Talking about, my suit was too heavy and my legs was weak. Bitch, what did you, you're a fucking top athlete in the world, and you talking about you couldn't walk a fucking, with a 40 pound costume on to the ring, and that made you tired?
First of all, you're a fucking idiot for wearing a 40-pound costume to the fucking ring.
Yeah.
Second of all, that's like blaming it. It's like, in the third, we got in kind of tight, and shoulder brushed off on my eye, and I had an eyelash in there. From the third to the seventh round, I was done. I couldn't cut the fuck out of here.
He beat that ass.
Bad.
He beat that ass.
Did you see the still frame shot, like when they moved in on his face? It was like,
yeah.
Fucking Wilder's face was like almost hanging off.
Yeah, it looked like some sick shit. It was that one, I can't remember he that looked fucking
like,
movie.
He looked like the wrestling announcer, Jim Ross, like he had Bell's palsy. I was like, damn, he shot him that bad, bro. Wow. Yeah. Shit was sliding off his face.
He was fucked up. I tried to stay up for the fight, right? And I woke up.
Yeah.
I woke up. It was like the second round. I was watching the fight. I'm like, oh shit. He was tagging him. I'm like, man, this motherfucker. I'm watching. I'm like, yo, this dude is like, he just waiting for that one punch because he got that crazy, freaky power. Like, he hit you, he catch you clean one time with that, he's knocking you the fuck out.
A boxer beats a power puncher every time.
Yeah, I mean,
almost.
But see, I should have learned from the last fight that Fury is the better fighter.
Mm-hmm.
But the last fight, I was working and I was watching the shit on my phone and I fell asleep on the shit and woke up and seen, you know, the ending of the shit, what happened. So I didn't really watch the whole first fight and see that Tyson Fury was fucking him up. He was tagging him.
Yeah.
But Tyson Fury ain't no slouch, man. Like, this dude is nice.
Yeah, he's undefeated.
Like, he's that dude.
And the only reason there's a gap is because he was getting high.
Yeah, he was fucked up. But the first time I seen him was when he beat, he got the belt and he beat Klitschko. Yeah. I just happened to turn.
He worked the shit out of him.
Yeah, I just happened to turn to it one day.
He was old as, Klitschko was kind of on.
I mean, but he was still dominating. He was a fucking giant. Like, after Lennox Lewis, he fucking dominated that heavyweight division, and it was boring as shit. The heavyweight division was trash because it was this fucking giant white dude just fucking hitting you with straight jabs and right hands.
Was it Lennox Lewis when he fought him and they stopped it because he had the cut over his eye? Was that Klitschko?
I can't remember. I remember Lennox Lewis, he lost to Rockman, and then he came back and fucked Rockman up.
Haseem block Rockman.
Yeah. He fucked him up. But that's the last I remember of Lennox Lewis. I can't remember if he fought Klitschko.
I think so.
I think he did. One of them. Beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they was giant fucking white dudes and they was just fucking people up. It wasn't no real heavyweights until Fury came in and fucked him up, and then he was just like, matter of fact, Klitschko fought Anthony Joshua after that, and he lost to him. That was a good ass fight, but Fury fucked him up. I was watching the fight, and I'm like, yo, this dude moved crazy. Like, he's 6'9", he tall as fuck. Like, 6'9" is fucking huge.
Yeah,
And he just like, but he know how to box.
I mean, even in the first fight, he put him on his ass.
Yeah, like
Wilder put Fury on his ass. He ate it and he got back up.
Yeah, but he got up.
Yeah.
But he was like laid, he was laid out.
Although I'll admit the count was slow.
Yeah, it was slow, but he was laid.
It wasn't that Mike Tyson when he looked.
Yeah.
You remember?
Yeah. He was laid out though, but that motherfucker got up like the Undertaker.
When what fight was that? The one when he got knocked out by Buster Douglas.
Yeah.
The standing eight count in I wanted to say like the eighth maybe or ninth.
Yeah, I don't know.
I do.
Yeah, you was.
He fucking hit him and Douglas goes down. He should have counted him. And then he starts, the ref looks back the other way for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, because the ref got to make sure that the other fighter's in their corner.
I'm pausing, making sure, you know, I'm looking to see if Mike is in the corner.
I got money on this shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 90-1.
Yeah, it happens.
90-1.
I lost a couple of dollars on that fight over the weekend, but it was only 10. I only put 10 on it because DraftKings was giving me like a bonus. I was going to use that to flip it and, you know, try to a crazy 10-leg parlay. Try to flip that.
You're talking Chinese to me right now.
Yeah, you don't know what I'm talking about. I mean, people out there know what I'm talking about, though.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah. Taylor knows. I was like, man, Deontay, this is an easy dub. He going to knock him the fuck out. I'm going to flip this $10.
Yeah.
I think I was going to get like $24 off the shit, so I'm going to bet that $24
on
a 10-leg parlay.
This is going to be a sandwich. This is going to be sandwich fries and a cola.
Turn that $10 into $2.50.
Have you ever ordered cola? Like when you're like ordering a soda, you're like, let me get a cola. I did that once.
Fuck no.
Yeah, they laughed at me. Definitely laughed at me. Like a cola? What is this, 1940? The fuck?
Nah, motherfuckers like out in the Midwest, they call that shit pop.
All our Ohio people do. Pop. Yeah. Let me get a pop.
Yeah, the dude that trained me for driving a truck, my first truck driving job, pop. my fucking Dwayne, he called that shit pop. He was from Erie, Pennsylvania. Mm. That shit like right there on the border.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, let me get a cherry pop. I'm like, what the fuck? Pop.
I got cousins out. You know, Maddie's out in the Erie.
For real?
Yeah, shout out Maddie and Chris.
Yeah, shout out Maddie. She had the man house.
Holding down Erie, yeah.
She had the man house. That's inspiration right there. I was thinking about getting a man house and putting it in my backyard.
We're referring to a shed she had out back, but it was like all tricked out.
Yeah, it was like a shed, but it was like a...
Had a bar in there. It was sweet.
Yeah. That shit was fire.
Remember the time... were you there the night? We were hanging out the one night and we're drinking. It was me, Eric Murray, and I know Jeff Barbour was there.
Whose birthday was it? She had a kid?
Oh, no, not that time.
Oh, okay. I was only there that one time.
Yeah. That was cool, too. Yeah. No, we were there, and then, like, I think Jeff brought over, who doesn't even drink, brought over, like, a jug handle of Jack Daniels whiskey. Yeah. Yeah, so we fucking, we're schmammered, dude.
Jeff probably stole that shit.
19 shit. Yeah, for sure. 19 sheets to the wind. We're out there, and then I'm like, I'm going in. Jeff, like, passed out, like, I forget, like, either in the man house or on the lawn, and then the back door had gotten locked, and then, I don't know, basically, like, he was, I forget if he was, like, puking or shit himself or something, but it was bad. It was bad. Maddie was pissed. He had to clean up. He was like,
I remember, like, you told me that shit. I remember,
like,
that.
It was something like that.
Yeah.
Now, the other time you're talking about was was her son's birthday party, and they rented that giant inflatable moon bounce thing.
Yeah.
And it had like the dueling. It was like a race, like a.
It was like a slide and shit, right?
Yeah. And they were wetting it, doing all that, and then that was for the kids during the day, and then later on that night, like,
yeah, you fell off the top, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Your neck broke the fall.
Well, it was a combination of my neck and what the fuck was it? Like a barbecue grill.
Yeah.
But it was like one of them old ones that's like concreted into the ground. So it was like
the ones at the park?
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like at the free park. Like, yeah. So I was jumping on the top of the fucking basically like where they tell you don't go. Like I was climbing on the top and then it was all wet from us hosing it down and like sliding down the slide, and I slipped. And then when I fell off the side, mind you, it's like 1 or 2 in the morning at this point. We're all still carrying on. And when I fell off the side, I fucking hit my side of my face and my head on the grill. The noise wasn't, it wasn't the scream that woke her Maddie up. It was the sound of my face hitting the grill that woke her up. And then I saw the light go on, not in my brain, but the light in the bedroom. And then she's like, what the fuck was that? That's it. Take that shit down. That's a fucking wrap. The party's over. What was that? And then everyone's like, it was Bill's face. Bill's face what? Bill's face bouncing off the fucking, off the grill. Jesus Christ, is he dead? Well, he better be, because I'm going to fucking kill him. Yeah, shout out Maddie and Chris. I'll jump into these algos. My
angry algo of the week.
Yeah, let's just do it. I got to... Wawa sucks. I'm just going to jump right into it. There's no pussyfooting. Have you ever... Yeah, fuck
that. You got beef with Wawa?
I mean, this is multi-layered, but first of all, yeah, their parking lot. Have you ever been in there?
Yeah, absolutely.
For anybody that doesn't know, we've talked about it before. Wawa is a convenience store around here for the West Coast. Kind of like a 7-Eleven, but, you know, it used to be better. But they're fucking Iraq or in Afghanistan, dude. That place, their parking lots are like a fucking war zone.
I mean, at a certain time,
you could definitely earn stripes in there, dude, for sure.
A certain time in the morning before work,
out of control, dude. Yeah. Out of control. I've seen people earn purple hearts in that fucking parking lot, dude. It's absolutely insane. Yeah. They're fucking terrible. Then, do you want to go inside now? Let's go inside.
Yeah.
The food sucks too.
Their food does suck.
Their food's terrible.
I gotta put some respect on Wawa.
No, we don't have to put nothing.
Yo, come on.
5 years ago was good.
Yeah.
It's totally dropped off.
Here, I'll agree
with
you.
What y'all ordering? What you ordering?
Nothing, because it blows.
Any sandwich.
Oh, man.
Bring back the old roast beef. You remember that? That looked like fucking hot dog food? Bring me back that. I'll get on that.
I never got roast beef. This is what I get. I get turkey and cheese. You know the new shit you get when you in Smack City, get a fucking chicken cheesesteak.
No.
With the roasted vegetables and the garlic aioli.
Nope, skipping that.
I'm telling you.
Nope. It's a fucking everything comes in, it's a frozen bullshit. Absolutely. Frozen bags of bullshit.
What about the soup? The chicken noodle soup.
You're getting soup?
Hell yeah, the chicken noodle soup and the chicken corn chowder.
You just said I don't eat it from a can, but I'll eat it. So basically, it's like contradicting what you're saying. I won't eat it from a can, but I'll eat it from a frozen bag from Wawa.
Absolutely.
No way.
It's all in the mind. It's all a mind.
I will get their breakfast. I'll get a biscuit. I'll get the breakfast sandwich. And I'll get like some. The pretzels are okay.
Since I've been on my diet, I've been chilling on breakfast.
Right.
I don't eat till like 12 o'clock.
We just probably lost mad fans because we just ripped what? Fuck, nah, they just saw.
I mean, we got differences of opinion.
And guess what? I don't even care because their food sucks.
So your angry algorithm of the week is
Wawa
sucks.
Their parking lot sucks. Their food sucks.
So what you was just talking about, you couldn't get your coffee from Wawa. They ain't have it? You went there before the show.
Superfood. Yeah, or Super Coffee, yeah.
All right, but you still fuck with them. You ain't boycotting them.
No, but
Royal Farms is popping up around here.
If they had Super Coffee at Royal Farms, I would go there.
You fuck with Royal Farms, that chicken?
Yeah, I have had some. It's not terrible.
You like it?
It's not terrible. I mean,
like Royal Farms chicken, but you don't like Wawa food.
If we're talking gas station chicken, it's the finest I've had.
All right, you got a point. You got a point.
It's the finest gas station chicken I've had.
You got a point. You got a point. It's all about Smack City, man.
Yeah.
I mean, whenever you're in Smack City, you go there, you grab a couple, you just grab what looks good.
I think that they've gotten so far away from like what they used to be that now it's like they're just trying to hop on everything. They got fucking Papaditas in there, quesadilla. Like what are you doing?
Wawa out of pocket. I was ordering something a couple weeks ago, and I seen fucking grits on the menu, man.
Get the fuck, for real? Come on.
I'm like, yo, why I got grits? What?
Grits.
I said, hell no.
Come on.
Hell no, y'all got me fucked up. But where y'all make this shit in that fucking microwave over
right
there?
That's what I'm saying. And then everything else is on microwave.
Come on, man. Grits? You fuck with sheets?
I've been in there a couple times, but not enough to say like, oh, I
see, sheets is like a Wawa, but they got a grill and they got a fryer. Mm-hmm. So you could order cheeseburgers, fries.
It's like very aggressive Wawa.
Yeah. It's it is aggressive.
It's like deep fried mayonnaise balls pretty much.
It's like Wawa on juice, right?
You go in there, you get a little excited. Like you start rubbing your nipples and shit. You're like, oh fuck. Like, a cheeseburger?
I start rubbing your nipples.
You could put mozzarella sticks on your cheeseburger at Sheetz, man.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Like literally any ridiculous fast food like fantasy you've had, they do it.
Yeah, you get freaky in there, man.
Wow.
You get a full boner when you walk in that bitch.
Let me get a bacon Swiss and mushroom.
Yeah.
Yep. They only have super coffee.
Yep.
Oh, for real? See, yep. Then I'm in.
But they bake goods.
Taylor secretly owns stock in Sheetz, by the way. That's like, you're fucking up.
Sheetz
dude.
Is just too aggressive for me at sometimes.
Now, yeah. They bake goods is kind of trash, though. Like, you know how Wawa got the big cookies and shit?
Oh, some of their big stuff. I will concede there. Wawa's big stuff is good.
Yeah, I fucks with them. But
the pastry stuff?
Sheetz. Not cookies so and shits, nah.
They probably use gluten.
And I don't think they got tasty cake out there.
They probably use gluten free yeast or flour or whatever, right?
Well, it depends on
hell
where
no.
you go.
No, everything's deep fried in there.
Ain't nothing gluten free.
Yeah,
The gluten free is for the. Never mind. I ain't even gonna say that word. We can't even say that word no more.
Ooh.
We can't say that word. It's 2020, man.
Go look up Sheetz's menu on your laptop.
Yeah,
you'll
look
see
up
what
Sheetz.
About.
Look up Sheetz, man. If you ain't never heard of Sheetz. It's Sheetz.
I love how your self-editing button came in.
Yeah.
You're like, oops. Wait a ding, ding, ding. No. We're going to get flagged.
We ain't talking about that gluten-free shit over here, man. No. This ain't a gluten-free podcast. Fuck out of here.
No gluten sensitivity in this house, motherfucker.
Yeah, fuck all that, man. We eating peanuts in this motherfucker, too. Fuck your peanut allergy, man.
Nah.
Shit.
No EpiPens here.
Hell no.
Shit.
I say I was at a track meet with my daughter, man, and it was at a school, and we went to the cafeteria to get something to eat.
Yeah.
And they had tables in the cafeteria that said peanut free. I said, what the fuck? I said, what is this?
Are they all making faces like this?
I said, what is this? She said, oh, we had that in our school too. I said, oh, these fucking punk kids.
As if to not make them feel any more separated or like in their own world.
Can't
like,
eat no
go
fucking
sit
peanuts,
over there.
Man. Can't go, eat peanuts?
Go sit over there.
What happened? Did you know anybody growing up that had a peanut allergy?
No.
No.
That's a strong no.
Shit is crazy, man. Where the fuck that shit come from?
Same place as the coronavirus.
Yeah. They creating that shit, man. They trying to kill us.
Probably. Bio warfare.
I seen something today on the coronavirus. It was a fucking, it was on the news. And it was a fucking map of the whole fucking world. And it was like.
Is this the one you shared on Twitter?
Yep. On the gram.
No Africa?
It was no Africa. It was no cases in Africa. No cases in South America, Mexico. All the Caribbean islands, all where it's a lot of black people, man. So, once it hits start hitting black people, then I'm going to get worried. So, right now, I don't really give a fuck.
Stay with me here. Is it possible that once the coronavirus gets to Africa, Ebola is stronger and eats it? What if we did a March Madness with, like, all the deadly diseases? Like, we had AIDS on there.
Yeah.
Ebola.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
No, I'm like as if what? Like As a fictional,
like, who gonna win?
Like, as a fictional March Madness,
that's a terrible idea.
If you win, it's like the biggest.
It's called angry algorithms. Taylor's not happy. Algos.
It's like the biggest loser.
Yeah, who's the biggest loser? Who loses out? It's Black Plague. Come back. And now checking in from Wuhan, China.
Wuhan.
Wuhan, China. Taking out 14 victims in the United States with an undefeated record. Coronavirus.
But the coronavirus been here. This ain't no new shit.
No, it's similar to SARS. It's on the same family. It's just slightly
different.
Nah, but
if you look on your Lysol, on the Lysol, it say Corona shit on there.
From what I've read, everyone has always had it. It's just not active. Just yeah, like man. All
if
the
they
diseases.
Try to give you a vaccine for that shit, don't take it.
Keep eating peanuts. Don't You'll get it.
You get flu shots?
Do I? No.
Fuck no.
Nah.
You get
every time
fucking flu shots.
Three times in my adult life that I've gotten the flu shots, I've almost died.
You got
died.
The flu?
I got pneumonia.
Damn.
Almost died.
I had the flu one time, man. That shit had me out of commission, man. I was fucked up. But see, now I be on my herbs and shit, man. I take my black seed oil in the morning, my Irish sea moss pills it's the Irish sea moss plus the bladder whack, and then I take my soursop leaf pills. I ain't been sick in years. And my wood is way harder than it used to be.
First time in years, I'm speechless. I have no response. You know, sea moss?
Sea moss, the Irish sea moss. Look it up.
I believe you. I'm just saying.
Look it up.
Any of them. I don't know any of them.
Look it up.
My herbs are much different.
You take that shit in and a little.
You just got
that herb too. That herb too. You know, get
Dude,
you where you
so,
need to be.
I was so high energy. I had a half day at work. I came home. I texted you. It was like, it was all high energy. Then like the 3 o'clock lull came and I did partake of the herb, like, you know.
Yeah.
And then it just put me down. The energy wasn't quite the same. And then I was a little disappointed. Big news. It's official. The merch is coming. Like Ned Stark.
Merch on the way.
It's coming. I ordered it. I put the order in today. Sent the deposit. We're in there.
Got it on the way, man.
It's coming.
Cop up. Got them shirts.
Yeah.
I gotta get in my angry algo of the week.
What
man.
Do you got?
Mine is people that's wrong all the time and you gotta correct them.
Oh, okay.
You know those type of motherfuckers, dumb motherfuckers? Mm-hmm. Like people that's not on your level intellectually.
Yes.
Like it gets annoying.
Everywhere I go.
It gets annoying at times. Like, damn, mm-hmm. I always got to keep correcting this stupid motherfucker, and I'm getting tired of it. So right. Now I don't want to talk to him no more. Mm. It's like, yo, now it's like I keep correcting you.
With your fugazi stats, get out of here, dude.
Like, I keep correcting you, and now it's like, yo, it's coming off aggressive.
Right.
And I'm not trying to fight. I don't want to fight you because you dumb.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you ever been around a dumb motherfucker?
I'm getting
like,
nervous because you're staring at me as you're saying this. I'm like, is it me?
Nah, it's
yeah,
not
I know.
You.
I'm just
nah,
fucking
you.
With, no, I'm
we
just fucking
we talk crazy, but you not a dumb motherfucker. Nah, right. You not dumb. Like, you'll pull some fucking
He's
crazy.
He's going to fight me in the parking lot.
You'll pull some crazy ass.
I just want to listen to the show, man. I just want to drive home and listen to the show, dude.
You'll pull some crazy ass stat out that I'll be like, damn, this motherfucker knows some shit. The fuck?
Like, where did that come from? Nah, people like that are dumb, dude. And then you got to, like, yeah, it's like.
Just always correcting them, like, no, stupid. Why are you even saying this? Where did you get this information from?
Cite your reference. It's like a guy I met at Sheetz in the parking lot. And you're like, what the fuck? You're like, God damn it.
Yeah, man. Stupid motherfuckers, man. Stop hanging with stupid motherfuckers. They gonna bring you down.
Yeah, big facts.
They'll bring you down, man. It was this dude I used to work with, man. I ain't gonna say his name.
Nah.
That's my guy, though. I fucks with him. Uh-huh. But he was like 20 years older than me, but he was just a dumb fuck, yo.
Probably worn down by life.
He was just dumb.
Didn't care to reference to stat.
He was just
no checking.
Just dumb. Like, yo, what are you talking about, man? Like, yo, that's why I'm like, oh, I understand why you work here now. I'm fucking 18 years old and you 40 something years old. We both work at the same fucking job.
Can you cite an example without giving us like that wouldn't make. Well, that's even assuming he's listening to the show.
Nah, he not listening. He don't know nothing about no fucking podcast. One day he called out of work he called out of work, right? And he came back in. He was like, yeah, man, I had to call out yesterday. I was sick. I fell asleep and I left the window open and I got sick.
Oh, that's bad. That's
like, what?
That's what? That's not even a real thing.
Why are you telling me this? Why are you explaining that how dumb you are?
What's he, Lefty Two Guns from fucking Donnie Brasco? Donnie, close the window. I'm going to catch a drift.
Yeah, man. That motherfucker, yo, he got fired, man. He got fired for texting. We was technicians in the back fixing the phones and shit, right? And like when we couldn't fix your phone, we would just order you a new one.
Yeah.
So when the new ones came in, we would you know, call the customer and tell them like, yo, your new phone came in, come in, do what you gotta do. This motherfucker, he recognized the one customer's account and I guess he was feeling the girl. Like, she was older like him. He was like, yo, this is such and such from the store. I think you're sexy.
Oh my God.
Trying to get fired.
Terrible game. Terrible game. Her fucking husband came in flipping shit. Yo, what the fuck? Who the fuck is this? But he texted her though. He didn't call her. He texted her shit. Yo, who the fuck did this? Mind you, I'm a tech. I'm like 19, 20. I'm not looking at no fucking 40 plus year old woman that's washed up. I'm out here. I'm in the prime of my stick man career. I'm slinging it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not looking at her. The other dude, he a white dude. He's like a 40-year-old white dude.
He hadn't even watched MILF porn yet.
Yeah, no, the white dude, he wasn't with it. We had an older white lady. She not doing it. A young white dude, he not doing it. The only person that could have did it is this older black guy.
Yeah.
He denied it. Everybody denied it. They couldn't prove who it was. Mm. He got away with it. And then out of nowhere, he says... He goes to the back, talks to the manager, confesses. He said, yeah, I didn't feel right. I said, what the fuck you mean? What? He's like, yeah, I did it.
What was the boss's name? Can you say that?
Jasper.
Jasper, listen, I had a heart-to-heart with myself last night, and I can't go through another day with this on my mind. I have to clear my conscience. It was me. I was the one that sent the text.
He said, oh, okay.
You're fired.
You're fired.
Jasper said, oh, all right, no problem. I got your check.
Fired that motherfucker on his, yeah. I just was speechless. I was like, this is the dumbest motherfucker in the history of dumb motherfuckers, man.
Jasper.
Like, he just let him go right there.
I'm going to be stuck on that the guy's name is Jasper.
Yeah, he was a weirdo too.
Sure, with a name like that?
Yeah.
Would you expect anything else?
Yeah, he was a weirdo too, man.
I bet you've never met a Jasper since.
Nope.
Right.
Nope.
Probably will never.
Never.
Since.
And then when you look at him, you wouldn't even expect his name to be Jasper. Like, what do you think of when you hear the name Jasper? Like, what nationality? What ethnicity?
I don't even know. Taylor, you got anything? Jasper? Nah,
black,
nothing. Right.
Black, white, or other, Taylor.
Black, white, or other, yeah.
Other, I guess.
Nope. White.
A white Jasper?
Yeah.
Well, you know what? Maybe I could see down south a white Jasper. That might make sense. I guess.
Nope. He didn't even look like that. I don't know. He just looked like a nerd. An older nerd. A 40-year-old nerd.
Jasper.
Bald head. Just... I don't know.
Jasper, what do you say we knock off early and go down to the fucking spit there and get a little sarsaparilla? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck Jasper was into, man. I would try to joke with him Jasper. Once in a while. But he was just a quiet dude, man. Stayed by himself, but he let that motherfucker go.
Jasper.
He said, yo, you got to get the fuck out of here. Your time is... They was ready for him to leave, too. They was tired of him. But they couldn't figure out, you know, a way to fire his ass. But he just gave him, you know, he just handed it to him right there on the platter.
Did you just see that? My face hit the thing. My face hit the microphone. I haven't done that in 3 weeks. Sorry. Yo, did you ever... Sorry. No, I'm not sorry. Did you ever hear the phrase that always cracks me up? Bursting with...
Today, Junior.
Bursting... I know, I'm trying to read my chicken scratch on the thing. Bursting with pride.
like, bursting with pride.
I saw it on the internet. Somebody's like a meme or something the other day. It was like, it was something about a kid. They were like a dad or something. I'm bursting with pride. What? Bursting with pride? No, my ninja. I think bursting with pride is what you got you the kid. You were bursting with semen,
bursting,
maybe.
Bursting with pride. The only pride I've ever bursted was out of my dick.
Pride sticks.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here, dude. Bursting with pride.
Bursting with pride. That's something that a dad would say. Oh, we're just bursting with pride.
My heart's just filled with love, and I was bursting with pride.
Me and Junior out here. That's something the Boy Scouts would say.
Come on, bud. What do you say after practice? We go get some fucking ice cream because I'm bursting with pride watching you fucking miss the. Oh, no, God, I got nothing. Fuck no, dude. Nah, dude.
Oh, man.
Nah, dude.
Shout out to my little cousin, Sydney, man. She said she listened to the episode last week in the cinnamon and the water.
That was it.
I was right.
I knew it was, and I think orange peels or something like that, right?
Yeah.
You put the peels in there with cinnamon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have heard that.
I was right, man.
I have heard that. I think when you said,
I'll let you win.
When you said nutmeg or something, I was like, not nutmeg.
Huh? Cinnamon.
No, that part I remember.
Cinnamon in the water, man.
That was it.
Or brown sugar, I said.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, yeah. It was brown sugar. Yeah. Is it actually brown sugar or no?
Nah, she says cinnamon.
Okay.
But yeah, cinnamon, water, and open up the windows, man.
Open them up.
Let it out. Fry that fish up. Mm. Then the next morning, you make the grits. Heat up the fish and grits.
Definitely skipping that. Come on, man. Definitely skipping that.
Come on, man.
Your eyebrows just went up when I said skipping that. You were like, what? Like, yeah, it was blasphemy.
Yeah, it is. It's disrespectful because I definitely look forward to the fish and grits the next morning after you make the fried fish.
Oh, okay.
Come on, man. You never had fish and grits before?
Definitely not.
Wow.
No.
Taylor, you? Fish and grits?
Not with fish.
Wow. With shrimp and grits?
I've had shrimp and grits, yeah.
Okay. All right.
I might have had shrimp and grits.
All right.
I might have had shrimp and grits.
All right, the secret to the shrimp and grits or the fish and grits, you make your grits with chicken broth.
Oh, okay.
Add that extra flavor to it. Oh, my God. You knock your girl's socks off.
How about, what's going on with KFC? They have the donut sandwich? What the fuck?
They're trying to kill us.
Like, stop reinventing the wheel. It's chicken and waffles, not a glazed donut in between.
No, this ain't nothing new. I've seen that before.
Whatever. It's still
great. Wasn't it? Then they call it the...
It didn't work before, right?
The Luther? Wasn't it the Luther burgers?
The Lex Luther sandwich.
No, Luther Vandross, the shit. It was like a donut with like a burger, though.
Right, it didn't work then either.
Yeah, hell no. It's a heart attack burger or some shit like that. It's
fucking gross.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck
that. Let me get two jellies instead of the glazed.
Yeah, nah, I have KFC in a while.
Nah, me neither.
I don't fuck with KFC.
I mean, if I had to, I would, but.
Yeah, nah. KFC, they had, last time I fucked with them was they had the hot wings.
Mm-hmm.
You ever had them? The little hot wings, they like the little wing ding joints, but they was like kind of spicy.
No.
I was in Ewing, New Jersey,
mm-hmm.
and they had the little hot wings. I'm like, yo, y'all got barbecue sauce, right? They like, yeah. I'm like, yo, dip my hot wings in the barbecue sauce, serve them up to me. Fire. But then Ewing is kind of like the hood a little bit, mm-hmm. like it's like right next to Trenton.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, they was cool with that. But then you go to a KFC. In the suburbs, and you try to ask them to do that. Nah, they playing by the rules. No, we can't do that, sir.
That's like when I was out in over the summer. I was like out like Harrisburg, Hershey, out that way.
Yeah,
and I was playing hockey, and we got there the night before, and there's nothing out there, dude. It's just
I know.
There ain't nothing.
I used
there's
to
like
work
one,
out
there. One McDonald's like off of where 83 and the Turnpike.
Yeah.
Turnpike meet, so I was like,
Harrisburg. Harrisburg got a mall and shit.
Yeah, but not where we were. Not where
Bass Pro Shops.
Not where we were at. And they got a Cabela's.
A Cabela's.
Fucking. So we go to. I go over to this McDonald's and I was like, yo, let me get them fucking chicken nugget hitters, dude. And So I got the 20 piece or whatever. And then I was like, all right, let me get she asked, you know, what kind of sauce or whatever. I was like, barbecue and sweet and sour. And she looked at me and I was like, first of all, it's the fucking grossest McDonald's I've ever seen.
You can't okay? double up.
No, she said, we don't have sweet and sour. Well, actually, she was like Russian.
Yeah.
And she's like, we don't have sweet and sour. And I said, now or ever?
Yeah.
I don't understood. I said, never mind. Just give me the fucking barbecue. I'm out of here.
I don't fuck with McDonald's no more.
Very rarely. Breakfast, I'll smash the breakfast. I'm lying. I mean, every once in a while.
Nah, I don't fuck with McDonald's.
Maybe once a month, I'll get that double.
I'm too good for McDonald's.
You're too good for McDonald's.
I've surpassed McDonald's.
I know, but we're talking about, I know. It's weird.
Chick-fil-A or die, cuz.
Oh, okay. And when, you know what? Like, when did they start making that debate? Like, with the Popeyes and the Chick-fil-A? Like, that wasn't even a thing. Like, it's been
Chick-fil-A. Because of the chicken sandwich.
Yeah, I get that. But it's been Chick-fil-A.
But like, because Popeyes, they had brought out the new chicken sandwich. But I ain't eat that shit.
No.
Because I just knew it was some poison.
Yeah, Popeyes
sucks. I knew it had crack in it. But nah, Chick-fil-A, I mean, it's a brand.
It had crack
in it? Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely had crack in it.
Had to be, right?
Yeah, because you see how the motherfuckers was lined up for that shit.
Do you think it was actually in it or it was in the bag? Like they said, they were like, look,
no. In the
you had to wink at the guy a certain
ingredients.
Way.
No, the ingredients in the batter.
Yola.
It's definitely in the batter.
Yola batter.
They was lined up for that bitch, man.
Yeah.
It was nasty.
See what a strong digital media presence gets you?
Yeah.
Or a strong marketing campaign?
Yeah, I mean, you just need the hood.
That's all.
Cause everything popular now is coming from the hood.
Once everyone jumps online and they're like, do this, it's like, oh my God, we have to do this. And it's like, why? I don't know, because they told me, the internet told me to.
Yeah, it's like, you know, the hood, you know, they come up with some shit and then some white kids from the suburbs, they gentrify it and they make it popular. And they like, wait a minute, this black girl right here, she created that shit. Like the dance, the little dance that the little girl was doing at the All-Star game. It was like these three white girls from TikTok. They was doing some fucking stupid ass dance. And everybody was like, yo, that's not even, they ain't even create that shit. And y'all got these motherfucking, these hoes up here dancing. And the girl that created the shit, y'all ain't giving her no love. So they brought him up, got him up there, man. Ellen brought her on the show, got her popular and shit, man. I don't know. Ellen probably gave her a check.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but you know, that's what happens, man.
I'll pay for you to go. Hey, you know what? Here's a quick interesting question. I was going to say Ellen probably paid for her to go to college. What happens when all these people that are like, we're going to give you $20,000 to get for, or $80,000 for your college, or like they give them a fund. What if those people don't go to college? Do they still get to get that money?
I don't know.
I wonder how that works.
Might as well.
I mean,
I don't think they get it otherwise.
Really?
Might as well go. I would go. That's the only reason I go to college, if somebody paid for it.
That's not even the point. What if you're not? What if
they don't give a fuck?
What if you're not
college.
Smart enough to go to college? What if you can't get in?
They're
not giving you $80,000. Like that's, I guess that would be the point.
They let motherfuckers in college, man.
Do you think Ellen's still gonna want to give you $80,000 to go to community college?
Hey, take it. I went to college. Give me my money.
Yeah, I'm sure there's some contingency plans.
Room and board.
I'm sure there's some. There's got to be some insurance.
Shout out to my man Beans, man. Beans went to college. He graduated with a 3.0. When I was in high school, man, I thought Beans was one of the dumbest people I ever known in my life.
Yeah.
And he was like 21, 22. He was like, yo, I'm about to go to college. I'm like, what? He went to college, yo. He passed. He graduated and everything. I hit him up. I was like, yo, Beans, I'm proud of you, man. That's some shit right there.
Shout out to all the people that went for 4 years but didn't do anything.
Yeah, and now they got a crazy debt.
And their parents are mad at them.
That's how I met you. Mm. I met you because I was like, yo, I told my mom, I'm like, yo, I'm not going to college.
Right.
I said, that shit ain't for me. Like, I'm going to be back after the first semester and I'm going to have a crazy ass debt. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm about to go to trade school or some shit. I looked online and found that school. I'm like, fuck it. I'm going to just go.
And then there's people like the college cheating scandal that like Lori Loughlin is paying $500,000. Aunt Becky, the craziest fucking thing to me is that she paid $500,000 for her kid to go to a state school.
She's a funky doghead bitch.
That just doesn't even make sense, dude. What? I don't. Is it? It's not even that much to go 4 years to at fucking USC.
No, the thing is, she could have paid way less money just to train her daughter to be good at whatever sport it was. I think it was crew or some shit. I don't fucking know. Whatever sport they photoshopped her head to be on, like in the sport pick. And like sent it in, like, yo.
Fourth chair on the crew team.
Yeah. Yeah. My kid is nice.
You're like, there's only three seats in the boat, dude. You're like, yeah, she's holding up the anchor. She's right next to the anchor.
Yeah, man. She about to do hard time, man.
Maybe.
It's all right. I mean, God, you do the crime, you do the time, right?
Yeah. About Harvey faking the fucking Mr. Weinstein faking the heart attack after they were like, you're going to jail. And he said, oh my God, my heart.
You think that was fake?
What do you think?
Hell no, he was shook.
And then he seen the wife's telling me he hired a prison consultant.
Yeah.
Like Kevin Hart in that movie.
Get Hard.
Get Hard. Pause. But like.
Get Hard.
Yeah. I looked it up. So there's no. There's no accreditations. There's no nothing. Nah. It's just you want to hire some. Yeah, hire somebody.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. Hire me. They could have hired you.
Let me know.
Could have hired you.
Let me know.
You could be a prison consultant.
Absolutely. I've read enough books. I know.
But the thing is, I think he in jail right now.
60 Days In.
That was my shit.
They took him. They were like, he's like, where am I going? I'm going to Rikers.
See, but they ain't even.
He fucking fell over, dude.
They ain't even put him in the real Rikers.
They didn't even go yet.
I think they got him in
He went to the hospital.
Oh, they had him in the hospital?
Yeah, they take you to the hospital. They took him out in the ambulance, took him to the hospital. Then they make sure it's a panic thing. And then they're like, okay, look, doesn't matter. You're not dead. You're going to Rikers. You know what I mean?
He's shook, boy.
That and I seen something else come out. Some lady accused Oprah of trafficking, connecting her with Harvey. She's one of the people that was, whatchamacallit, knows the media. You know, they're not picking that up. They're not picking that story up. That story's kind of dying.
Oprah got too much juice, man.
Not a white lady either.
You see she had fucking Snoop under pressure.
Yeah.
Snoop is under pressure, man. She sent them goons at Snoop, man. Snoop might be a crip, but Oprah is she got power, man.
Snoop, if you're listening, I've already said that I can get into any building in the country. If you just let me know. Let me know.
Oprah got that bread.
Cut the check to Angry Algos.
Oprah got that
bread. Say no more. I'm on it.
Snoop was on the Jada Pinkett Show crying, like tearing up and shit. Just because he called Gail a funky doghead bitch, man.
Why was he crying?
I don't know, man.
Sometimes he's a part-time actor, so maybe he was just like...
I don't know. This shit is just annoying,
was he
man.
Was he doing like T.O.? Like, that's my teammate.
I ain't watched this shit. I just seen a clip. But it's annoying, though. Like, why are you going so hard apologizing? But then I'm like... Okay, Oprah and Gayle.
She has the juice.
Oprah put that pressure on your ass. Yeah. Like,
man, it ain't about Gayle. It's about Oprah.
You better backpedal, motherfucker.
Yeah.
You better fucking backpedal.
You better shut your fucking mouth.
See, but, you know, I guess Snoop don't have that fuck you money yet, man.
No.
Or he think he don't. I don't know. I don't know, man. Uncle Snoop, we praying for you over here, Angry Algorithms, man.
Yeah.
We're going to pray for you. We hope you make it out of this. Well, you're going to make it out because you on the apology tour. He put a fucking turtleneck on and shit. You ever seen Snoop Dogg in a turtleneck?
Wait, what?
Yeah,
really?
He put a turtleneck on. He put a turtleneck. He put his apology glasses on.
My bad. I was looking down at my notes for a sec. I was looking at that shit that you put up earlier. Justin put something on his Twitter and said, I opened this expecting to hear a hard beat with some hard rhymes and was greatly disappointed. That joint. So you look at it. So aesthetically, it looks like the terrorist group Boko Haram.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah, but it's not. Then they come in and it's like.
No, they got ski masks on.
And they got ski masks and then that joint they're playing.
They got guns. They got guns all in the video.
Yeah.
And they come on with the auto-tune singing na, some song na,
na,
shit.
Na, na, na. Some super uber white.
I said 20. They sound like Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
They sound like Justin Bieber, man.
I was like, is that real? That was really that? That was real. I was like, was God real. Damn, Boko Haram came 20, up.
2020 is crazy, man.
Man, you can sing songs like that, and then, like, it just doesn't even match. It looks like you walked out of the house on a fucking hangover, and your socks, you got two different socks on, with two different shoes on.
It's nuts.
And it's not even like they were two dress shoes. It's like you had a fucking tennis shoe on and a fucking dress shoe, and then, I got, that's crazy.
I don't know what the world coming to, man.
I don't either.
I was driving today, and I was in North Jersey. And I seen this billboard, and it was a plus size lady. It was her back. She had no shirt on, but with a bra, and it was like a black and white photo, but the middle of her back was all inflamed. It was red and shit, and she was holding her back, and it said breast reduction surgery.
Wow.
I'm like, damn,
it came right out.
Really? It's that bad? The titties are that big that your back hurt. I'm like, damn, it's little does she know, it's millions of guys out there that can't wait to see them titties, man.
Right.
That's when I was thinking, I'm like, yo, it should be a fucking app to where it's guys that would pay, the titty fucker.
Yeah.
To have a nice price.
Did you see the thought just pop up into my head? What if dudes had, what if there was testicles out there that were as big as some chick's tits?
Yep.
Like, my man's got size D testicles.
Women don't care about balls the way we care about titties.
My man's going in for a testicle reduction surgery.
A ball reduction surgery.
Oh, my God.
I was thinking of the same shit. I'm like, damn, what if our balls was, really big like that? And where our pelvis was hurting, yo, I gotta get ball reduction surgery, man. My pelvis hurt, man.
Wow.
Can't, my lower back, man. It's fucked up. Why is your lower back hurting all the time? My fucking ball's too big.
Man, my shit's clipped, dude. Fucking balls are way too big. They ain't fitting in these shorts. I'm like, yo, hon, I gotta go get a new pair of shorts. Why is the waist too small? I'm like, nah, my nuts are too big. Could you imagine, dude, one nut hanging out each side of the cargo short or whatever short?
Man.
That's rough, dude.
You got some long-ass balls. Man. You got some long-ass balls, Larry. I'm going to call you Long Ball Larry.
That's fucking crazy. Is that called elephantitis? Is that maybe?
Elephantitis.
Elephantitis. Elephantitis snuffs.
Shit.
Snuffy. That's crazy, dude. That's where my mind goes sometimes.
Yeah, I I'm a truck driver, so I'll be alone all the time, just be in my head thinking about stupid shit. And I seen that. I was like, wow, little does she know, there's plenty of guys out here that would appreciate those breasts.
Yeah.
You don't have to get those reduced.
No.
Just
get the rest of you reduced.
Get an OnlyFans. Get an OnlyFans and pay for that shit.
Just get a rest of you reduction, whatever.
Yeah, do some fucking sit-ups.
Crunches.
Do some sit-ups. Go on a diet.
Lunges.
Just eat solid. Solid and salmon every day.
Gluten. Stop eating gluten.
Go on the solid and salmon diet.
Or just don't be a douche.
What does that have to do with...
Nothing. Take us out of here, Taylor.
Yeah, hold on. Where you going to be this weekend, man? What's going on?
I was supposed to go to my grandma's, but I was a little sick earlier in the week, so I don't really know. Do I have anything else? I don't think so.
No? All right.
You?
I got a track meet.
Track meet?
With you this morning. Saturday at Widener.
Yeah.
She going to tear shit up. 800, 1500.
Ooh.
Tear that shit up.
That's her shit.
Yeah, we out, man. Follow us. Tell 5 people. You heard?
5 stars, 5 people. Angry Algos, @ Angry Algos on the Twitter, IG. I think that's it.
Twitter, not IG.
Shout out my A1, Steve Moe.
We love y'all.
Love y'all. Love the fans. We'll be back. Gave my life to the block. Figure I get shot. At least I die on top.
Real shit. I came alive in the drop. Big body, all white shit. Look like a yacht. Real shit. Got a fog when the pop had a plug in St. Thomas on the trip.